What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the D-Bone Zone with yours, your boy D-Bone here. As always, we are here with Dollar Tree. Now, there we go. I had to use my state-of-the-art finger technology to open my computer. I did Dollar General last time, and instead of half hour, it became an hour. So I think it's great to do it again with Dollar Tree this time. Though, I don't know, just a disclaimer for this, I don't know if it's going to be a full hour like it was last time, but, you know, it's going to go roll in it. See how many Dollar Trees are here in Connecticut. Are there more, or are there less? I've never seen a computer that won't let me just zoom out. Instead of making, oh my god. Oh, there's a lot of Dollar Trees here. Let's go to this one. It's in Oxford. Oh, and we have a thing just to go. We have one star review already. And also says racist. So, and there's three comments about racism. So, started off good. From Wise. You need to either follow a corrective action plan on Linda. Oh, God, Daz. Daz Black, what have you done? Linda is now in Connecticut working at a Dollar Tree. And I don't know if she's racist, but we'll see. Or terminate this employee. She was practically yelling at the customer in front of me because the customer couldn't understand what the associate Linda was saying to her. When my turn came up, she was also rude to me and didn't want to bag items in the same Dollar Tree bag that I purchased at the same time. She is the only difficult employee there that I have come across in the store. I think it's time I complain. I will be calling the manager, and I will also look into getting a hold of the general and district general manager for the store. If you cannot do your customer service requirements for the job, you should not be working there, period! Let's see who's racist. OMG, they need new employees in here. They are racist. I saw today with my own eyes the girl with the red hair. Never again will I enter. Never again will I enter this place. This place, the employees are rude and racist. I went this morning. I am Hispanic and my friend is African American. And the girl in the register did not even say hi and treated us very rude. This was a girl with red hair. Very rude. She should be fired! A lot of explanation points and my voice just cracked. Holy shit. Mate, I don't think that's racism. You need proof that you being Hispanic and your friend being black was the cause of her being rude. You need to have proof that those factors are the reason why... Sorry if you can hear this. My headphones are just... These are old and cheap headphones, but they do good. You have to have proof that your Hispanicness and your blackness has made you racist. I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know what the fuck I just said. You have to... I've only done that outside of this. Oh, this is the first episode I've actually... fucked up my words like that. I've done that plenty of times in conversations. The first time I've actually done that in the episode. That's not what I meant. I meant you have to prove that you being Hispanic and you being black is the reason why she was rude to you. You have, if there's, I mean, employees are rude to customers no matter what race and gender. So you have to prove that your race was the reason, okay? That's just... okay, that was the point I had to get. Had a horrible experience. The employees are rude and racist. Oh, dear. Sort from the lowest rating, of course. OMG, they need new employees in here. They are racist! Oh, I already saw that. Place employees are rude and racist. Okay. Had a horrible experience. The employees are rude and... what the fuck? No, all. Bring me all. I was about to say, I was like, what the fuck? Okay, okay, racist. The place employees are rude and racist. Fucking hell, man. Very upset. Very rude. Customer service is one of the worst I ever saw. need some changes. The place is clean, just need to clean of employees. Mm-hmm. Had a horrible experience. The employees are rude and racist. Good for you, mate. Not a good experience. Oh, a day ago. Freshly squeezed content. Very tense atmosphere. The cashier works 6:21 afternoon, was very inappropriate and talks to the customers like you work for her. Understand it's hard to get help, but this is unacceptable. If she's that rude to the customers, imagine working with her. She's not worth your trouble and reputation. One star didn't even say anything. Like a lot of their stores, disorganized and dirty. What do you expect? Oh, this is... That's a 2-star. Well, let's just go in order. Naugatuck, Connecticut. Let's go... Okay. Sort from the lowest rating, of course. 2 weeks ago. Ah, you gotta put a fucking paragraph on it. You know what? On 6:03 at around 6:20 p.m., I tried to cash out at Dollar Tree. Cashier Taylor with the pink hair, for some unknown reason, picked me to start something. I said, "Hello, how are you?" and was ignored. People gotta stop complaining about that. "How the hell are you, miss?" Who gives a fuck? Then she proceeded to start scanning and smashing my items in the bag. I was just observing her, and I initially said nothing, but when I handed her the money, she then threw 707 back at me. I was very insulted and hurt. I called her out on it. She denied and flat out lied that I dropped it. I told her, "No! You threw the money at me." I told her she had a very nasty attitude and the nerve to deny it to my face. I demanded to talk to a supervisor, but no one came. Another employee was just hiding in the back. Call corporate to complain, and I will pursue this. Not cool to mistreat customers, especially someone that was nice to you. We'll be boycotting this store from now on. Oh, boo-hoo, Linda. Linda? Are you the one from the other store, Linda? Daz, now she got fired. God damn, now she's going to Dollar Tree in Naugatuck, Connecticut. Sheesh. When purchasing bleach and putting the gallon on the counter, it was open. Not only did it go all over the place, but it bleached the front of my dress. I asked for the manager to come over. He clearly saw what happened. I asked for Dollar Tree to cover the cost of the dress, and then he starts to laugh. Yes! Laugh at me! I will tell everyone I'm beside myself. Go to another store if you don't want to be treated unfairly or out of your clothing.
Sir, you got this bleach over all over me, and I'm gonna need you to help pay for it.
You dumb bitch! Is that how it went? I'm assuming it's Dollar Tree, of course. Lack of products and poor products. Okay, but even when there's lacking, they're still poor. Lack of staff and room for... Man, they lack everything, man. It's sad when you go in there, find people working and only one register open, and a line of 15 people. The other four won't help and go on the register.
Well, I don't think I want to go on the register either. That's nothing to, you know, boast about.
Hey, yo, mate! Oh, wait, oh, I just got on the register, bro!
That's not a good thing, you know?
Let's go. 2 weeks, nothing. There's absolutely nothing. Stop! Just reply. Put a reply. Don't just put fucking 1 star. You gotta give a reason for it. $4.0 store. We are in Waterbury, Connecticut, of course. This is the best place to go for bad reviews. Let us go. Went there tonight, 2/3/22. Very recent. The name on receipt is Kiana.
Well, what the fuck was that? Fuck is that name, bro? Kiana?
The fuck, that sounds it's like Kiara from the fucking Lion King. Jesus. I don't know that name. She was extremely rude. Yeah, because her name's fucking Kiana. Jesus. Literally miserable. Again, her name is Kiana. She would not be working the register with that attitude. She was mumbling rude this under her breath. And when I asked her if she was talking about me, she wouldn't answer me. I asked her twice if she was talking about me, and she ignored me both times and rolled her eyes. If you're bad enough to say it, be bad enough to admit it. Putana!
Fuck is Putana?
So you just said P-U-T-A-N-N. Is that fucking Connecticut's phrase of Hakuna Matata?
No, it's not Hakuna Matata here, it's Putana. It's Putana, it means I don't know. It means don't fucking go to a Dollar General.
I don't know what Putana means, mate. Moving on. The one on Chase Avenue I wouldn't recommend to anybody. Very rude and unfriendly. No one smiles or says hello. Not going there anymore. There's enough depression in the world. Squirrel King,
no one gives a shit.
No one gives a fuck about smiling or saying hello. That is the most stupid shit. I hate it. Oh, someone said aloha. Oh, they're gone, but aloha anyway. Just left behind a basket full of items because they refused to let my child use their restroom. Oh, shit. My dad's leaving. But also, why can't they use the restroom? There are two in the store, so why wasn't it? The line was down the aisle, and my child is 7. Never again, I will be researching who else I can report these practices to, because I'm sure there are laws or policies against this. That shit fucking happened to me. But the thing is, it didn't. it didn't. This didn't happen. Like, not that I wasn't allowed to use the restroom. It said the fucking place had no restroom. It was a gas station. What kind of gas station has no fucking restroom? What the fuck? And I had to go badly. We were in fucking New Long Island. And I had to come back. It was fucking 2 hours. And I was still 48 minutes away. We were still 48 minutes away. And I had to piss real fucking bad. I said I had to hold that shit in for 48 minutes. That was terrible. But yeah, if it's not an employees-only bathroom, then what the fuck is preventing your son, or says child? Yeah, I don't know who it is. Your child. I don't know why they wouldn't let a child go to the bathroom. It was a very poor experience. Only one cashier working the register, while 3 other were in the manager's office eating and talking. Customers were literally lying down the aisle waiting for assistance. I was in front of an old rude-ass witch. Yo, rude-ass witch, boy! Where was I? Who I had to check when she reached around me. Anyhow, the cashier did a wonderful job while the others did absolutely nothing to help! What? This was my go-to dollar store for... Oh my god, that's a big paragraph. We ain't reading that. Maya is the rudest cashier ever! She treated my mother like garbage. It's no one's fault that she doesn't like her job. Don't take your personal feelings on customers who did nothing wrong to you. Worst customer service ever! The store manager at the Waterbury, Connecticut Chase Avenue location is extremely rude towards the customers. He will make customers stand in line waiting to check out for 15 to 20 minutes before serving the customer. Most of the employees at that location seem to be recovering addicts of substance abuse. That's not a good thing to talk about. That's not a good thing. That's not nice. Always greeted with a bad attitude from the store manager and his employees. Terrible customer service experience ever. Would not recommend the Chase Avenue location to fellow customers. Damn. Charcoal acne scrub made me have allergic reaction. I needed medical attention. Damn. Don't recommend using their products on face or skin. That's what I said. That's what I said in the last episode, mate. Don't fucking buy medicine at a fucking dollar store. Go to your local pharmacy. If it's a mom and pop place or a CVS, Rite Aid, or Walgreens. Whichever one it is, just don't go to a goddamn dollar store for your medicine. Do not. Do I have to have this PSA every beginning of this podcast episodes? When I do more dollar store episodes, like, don't fucking do it, mate. Don't get any medicine at a dollar store. That is the worst thing you can do. Like you said, medical Kira, I hope you're good. This was 2 years ago, so I'm sure Kira's good now. Very bad experience. Went into the store and was accused of shoplifting without proof. Customer service is poor and will never shop there again. Staff needs customer service training. Wax store. Walmart is better. Bugossi TV. Oh, yeah, that's a wax store, fam. Don't even go there, man. It's a fucking wax store. They wouldn't give me a cart just because I'm brown.
Very racist. What?
Oh, shit. It's a black man. Hide the carts.
Is that what happened? Oh, shit. We got another black man. Hide the fucking buggies, man. Get the shopping carts. Get them out of here. We got a black man coming.
Is that what they're doing?
I mean, like I'm saying, racist, you gotta prove it. Is that really what happened?
I mean, what is this? Russell,
if that's what happened, I'm sorry to you, mate. But, I don't know. Is that really what happened? Do you have proof?
I'm just saying, this is the worst Dollar Tree. The manager think he owns the store. Well, he kind of does. Well, no, the owner does, but, you know, he basically kind of owns. He owns everybody else. I don't know. Came at 9:55 and the doors were locked when I thought they closed at 10 p.m. Oh, fuck off, man. It's 5 minutes. If no one's there, they're going to close the doors. If it's just a simple 5 minutes, get the fuck over it. Oh, man. Gestates or some things, I'm probably going to be coming back up. I loved going to Dollar General where I am, live very late at night. But I don't go an hour, I go about an hour before. I don't go fucking 10 minutes, 5 minutes. I mean, I have actually once got my mum a Christmas gift at a store, and it was about 10 minutes till closing. Oh, man. Itchy back. I got fucking sunburn from being in my pool. Oh. But yeah, that was the only time, but obviously I was in the store. They're not going to tell me to leave until the store officially has its closing time, even as the announcements. Oh. One star. Rude employees! Fucking voice cracks, jeez. And a bunch of one stars. With no review, with like... no reviews. With no... well, yeah, no, like, feedback. It's just a one star. Dollar Tree. For all this shit that these people are saying, despite me looking at it and not being surprised, because I am sorting to the lowest rating, but... surprising after all of these that you're hearing, the lowest I'm looking at right now is a 3.3, and that was after going in. I know that, yes, I know I said that like calmly, but you know, that was after a while of saying it. This is the only 3.3 I've seen. The lowest I saw before that was a 4.1 star, but yeah, we're heading there next. Manager is very rude, not good customer service. Also, there is one cashier at this location that is very snotty and rude. What is it with the cashiers being snotty and rude? Like, what's the problem? The line goes all the way to the back freezers. SMDH. Fire the managers because they never let cashiers actually check people out. I don't want to get checked out, mate. I mean, there's nothing to check out but blubber. Worst Dollar Tree ever. So unprofessional. The wait is ridiculous. They need more employees working at the checkouts. It's ridiculous waiting an extremely long line just to purchase your stuff. And they need to fix their damn machines. Got me breaking my damn fingers just to pay for my stuff. Dirty and workers need more skills and they drink on the job. Damn. This is Waterbury, right? I don't doubt it. And please tell me the location. Despite me being 19. Oh yeah, forgot, I'm 19, mates. 19 years old. I'm not 18. I've got some on my thumb. I'm 19 now. I'm no longer 18. Yes, year into adulthood, I've been good. Southington and Meriden are better. Translated by Google. They treat Hispanics very badly. God damn. My husband and I went in Tuesday at 6:25 p.m. and it was closed. Scheduled days from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Okay, now that one makes sense. The 5 minute
till closing time is just fucking dumb. But fuck, 6:25? 6:25, 2 hours and 2 and a half hours, basically. 2.5 hours before closing. That is ridiculous. Not 5 minutes. 5 minutes is not ridiculous. But 2 minutes? Two and a half hours before closing? That's just absolutely dumb. 3.3 stars. Probably the worst Dollar Tree I've ever seen. It's dirty looking and never seems to have the items I'm looking for. There's no refrigerated freezer section. Nothing wrong with that, mate. There is nothing wrong with it not having a freezer section. Employees look miserable. That's everywhere. Shut this location down or renovate it and hire all new staff. I will avoid this location until that is done. Well, you will be avoiding it for a long time because it will never be done. I want a Dollar Tree on 3/18/2021, and the store manager was nasty and rude and made me feel like I was going to fight. The other employees was just as rude. Don't grate me as I come to check out line. If I could tell the world, I would have been. I would. We are dealing with the virus and still have to deal with a disrespectful manager. That's bad business. I don't know what the virus has to do with that, but okay. This truly a terrible place to shop. Stopped by yesterday and found the whole store in disarray. What are they thinking? Product bags ripped open, shelves empty. All products looked like they were just tossed about. Don't go there. Very dirty, deserves 0 stars. Usually I like coming here, but today the place was a horrible mess. Shelves bare and one register open. I know it's back to school, so why didn't they plan for it? It's like they were caught off guard. It's rarely like this. I left not buying anything and going to Walmart. 3 years ago. 2019. Damn, I was still in school then, bro. That is crazy. I mean, I'm saying it like I'm a fucking year. Years. It shouldn't be a fucking year. I mean, I did it when it fucking school year started. When the regular public school year started, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm not going to school. Man, these kids are just in class right now. It's going to be lunch soon. And I'm here at home doing nothing. I mean, I was only a fucking month, 2 months since. It's not that deep. And I saw this Instagram account as well on a comment section. That was about the same exact thing, saying, bro, this school, I used to go there, we would have had lunch now. That's what the guy was talking about in the video, and I saw in the comments, it's like, bro, that was great back in the day, you know, or, no, it wasn't that, it was like, oh, I graduated a couple days ago, so I don't relate to this at all. I was like, what the fuck? You merely graduated a couple days ago. So you can still relate to this. You've barely been out of school. You should know that. I know you're wondering why I'm saying that, but that is what the T-Bone Zone does. We get a bit off topic. That's what I do all the time. This store location looks as if going out of business. There was no inventory and only had one cashier. Was not satisfied with shopping experience. Rude employees, horrible management, worst Dollar Tree around. This store is always out of something. Little options compared to other Dollar Trees. They need a better management or else they will be bankrupt. This Dollar Tree should get a 0. The store is a mess. The shelves are not stocked and the overall appearance is horrible. Trashiest employees I've ever seen at a dollar store. No wonder you guys work there. What does that even mean? I guess it's because it's trash as well. Always a long, long, long line. Never enough staff. One of the worst Dollar Tree ever. SMGDH. Okay. Most empty shelves. Filthy carpet. And rude, loud employees on her break. Hanging out by the one working register. Long line, but no one called to open another register. Poor customer service. Manager had so much attitude. Couldn't even help. And KT. The store is dirty and employees are rude.
Very nice and friendly cashier, but the store is very dirty. Long line, one person working, disrespectful. Listed online as opening 8 a.m, yet they don't open until 9 a.m. Had to wait for ages. Fix your hours, boys. Terrible. What a mess. Things on the floor, not enough cashiers. Looks like the place got ravaged by a horde of angry families with 10 children each. Skip. I don't get it. Empty shelves are messy. Very poor service. And then just a bunch of one stars with no review. And then there we are on the two stars. Let's look at a 4.4 review star. In New Haven. You're hearing these noises. Suffer. I'm never going to stop it. This Dollar Tree is horrible. Shelves are empty and whatever is there has been picked through. It looks as if the store is going out of business. It has never been like that for quite some time. Hold 30 minutes exactly before closing and they have their door locked, forcing you to go through the exit in order to get in. Nice traffic to discourage... Oh, nice tactic. I'm getting fucking... Fucking desk, mate. I don't know what's going on with my desk. It feels weird. Nice tactic to discourage customers from coming inside, giving the impression that they're closed. Way to go. Horrible experience. Dirty long lines, only one cashier. Horrible lines, one cashier on a busy day. Oh, that's it. It goes all the way to 3 stars. Sheesh. 4.5 stars. Oh, that's it? Well, no, that's not it, but... That's the highest rating Dollar Tree. I'm sorry if I might have said Dollar General sometimes. That just makes more sense to say it for some reason. I don't know. The employees are rude. The one woman working there with the short gray hair absolutely needs to be taught manners and customer service skills. It's always women, too. Women cashiers. What is your? Why are you so sassy? Or are you on your periods? Are you on your periods while being a cashier? Because if so, that makes sense now, but... You know? It makes sense now. Super awkward that something like this happens every time I go there. God, only go... Well, I guess I'll read this paragraph, since that's the only one. Yes! The convenience of everything being a dollar is awesome. 2 years ago. It's not anymore. Oh my god. Something's coming up. It's not throwing up. If I was throwing up, that would be bad. I'll go in for the occasional snack, but the last 5 times I've even attempted to go in there, there's one lane open, which is to the fault of management and not the cashiers. Some of the cashiers are very sweet and personable, and they go as fast as they can, despite the line of elderly women, each buying 50 to 100 things at a time. Jesus, what are they? Well, it is a dollar. What really is getting the one star is management. Fuck it, what the hell did I just say? The manager, whose name is escaping me, will stand in the doorway in her office and have conversations with the cashiers while the cashiers are busy ringing their huge lines. The store's unkept with box stock lined along the aisles with no one working them. Their back room, where the bathroom is something... of the scariest nightmare I've ever seen. There's no organization, and any inventory worker who'd sooner blast their brains out than to look at the monstrosity and have to deal with it. I've never seen the manager ring up customers or really do anything. I've walked out there so many times because of the mismanagement along lines. I can't believe this place has such poor management, especially because the value is really there. I'm fucking sweaty. My god, I'm sweating like a motherfucker. Jesus. Well, let's just see this 2 stars. Very disappointed I did not find any Hanukkah of any kind, and it is Hanukkah. That is rude. You're a public company. Not everybody is Christian. I don't think that has to do with it, but okay. It's okay for a dollar. Yes, it is. And I guess these... couple 3 stars. Needs a deep cleaning. It is dirty and empty. Boxes everywhere. It used to be very clean and nice to shop before, where another manager used to run it. Now it's not good. A deep cleaning is a must. Everything is $1, decent selection, fairly organized. An odd layout. Very friendly associates. Okay, goes on to the fours. So that's it! Let's head to the website. That's not gonna work. What was it? Oh, yeah. Dollar Tree. Here we are. I'm gonna click on the website. And here we are! I do not want it to know my location. Stay stalked for school and office. Why is it saying stay stalked for school and office? School literally just ended. Like, I mean, it's probably literally just ended for everybody, because I know that there were finals where I am from today. Today, I know that they were the last of the finals today, so they're done. So everybody in school right now is done. So what are you talking about school supplies for? Although, how much are they? Oh, we are going to be doing a lot just on here alone. Writing supplies, categories, pencils, sharpeners, and erasers, markers and highlighters, pens, crayons, colored pencil. Okay, I guess we can see what the fuck Crayola's doing these days. Crayola crayons, good 16-pack crayons, that's original. Crayola neon. Crayola glitter. What? Crayola shortened colored pencils. Any short colored pencil that we had was literally just, sort of say, broken. Meaning we snapped it off. Oh, just get plastic pencil box. Pencil box! That's what I was thinking. Pencil box. So it was called a pencil box. I have that. Somewhere is somewhere an old pencil box that was back in the day of elementary school, and I think a bit of middle school too. Maybe the big no, I think it was pen. It was elementary because we were staying in one class. Wouldn't really want to carry that. What the fuck? Wheeled bin pencil holders. Oh, I fucking want that. Drop metal pencil holders. This is a little fucking trash can that I also want. Oh, food-inspired squishy pens. I don't know what those are, but I like what's on there. The fries, the popcorn, the waffle. Makes me want waffles. What the fuck is that? Sharpeners, crayon sharpeners, erasers, another pencil sharpener. A Fiat Piranha, plastic Piranha pencil sharpeners. That's a classic. Oh, I remember those. This is fucking Horton Hears a Who. Green Eggs and Ham and Cat in the Hat. Sheesh. I'm going to be getting erased from history because those are erasers. No, those are pencil sharpeners. How the fuck are they pencil sharpeners? What the fuck you stick the pencil in? Their asses? Ooh. Well, I know Horton is definitely leaning down to get a pencil up the arse, so... Jolt plastic pencil cases. Cool. Pink star-shaped pencil sharpeners. Erasers! That, rainbow, a rainbow that is literally got no colors of a rainbow, except I think that might be blue, but that is probably the wrong shade of blue. A cactus, a strawberry, and a dino. And one of those mini small pencil sharpeners. Let's go to binders. What binders do we have? You know, I'm realizing I didn't even look at the prices, but these are basically all $1 or $1.25 now. God damn it! What happened to the $1? That's not a dollar. That's $1.25. What is that? Jot metal book rings. I'm sorry, that's going to be used for something else. I know that. Jot 11-hole clear past. Plastic sheet protector. What is a sheet protector? Crayola pencil pouches with zippers. I have that. It's used for my boat. For the boat. 3-jaw clear past... clear plastic pencil pouches. Just a pencil pouch, but clear. That's it. Okay. Writing supply. Well, no. Was it a binders and accessories, mate? Oh... That makes more sense. That's it. Come on. Bring me back. Notebooks and notepads. How much are your notebooks? Oh my god, that's not good. Well, no, it wasn't bad, but my god. Jock Classic black and white composition notebooks, 100 pages for $1.25. That's pretty good, mate. Jot hardcover spiral bound notebooks, 80 pages. How's that 3.9? What is bad about it? Jot notebooks with PVC covers. These are 4.8 stars. And the compositions are 4.7. That's actually pretty good. Tim Prayer boxes with notepads and pencils. I don't fucking know what that is, but I want the tin box, mate. That's just weird. It's like a handy-dandy notebook, but weird-looking. It's not. It's a handy-dandy phone now. Fucking technology. This is a fucking coffee cup-shaped notebook. What fuck? Sticky notes. OMG, good vibes. Life and fun, be happy. Good things are coming. Notebook. That's yes, you can. Superstar. Superstar. It's just all written on a notebook. That is funny. Licensed product. What's a licensed product? Jurassic World. I don't see what that has to do with that. Anything but... Okay, I think let's just look at, oh my god, let's look at poster supplies. We look at poster supplies, it's all that. Just a fucking it's a cardboard thing that they put up when you are for tests so that you don't cheat. Yeah, it's one of those cardboard things that you put so that you don't cheat on a test. That's pretty good. Pretty good if I do say so myself for $1.25. Okay, the school stuff is pretty cool, pretty hip. But you know, I think I'm good. Vases. Why am I all of a sudden? Oh, you're deaf. Vases, whatever. For $1.25, you can get vases. I will say both, okay? I will say both. This one's just a fucking fishbowl. And that's really like one. That's a dome. That's also a bit of a fishbowl. That's just a fucking cup. That's not a vase. That's fucking penguin, polar bear, seal, and bird. That's a fucking bong! None of these are what I'm... They're not what they are, but... It's what they look like. That's just a fucking bong. Oh, what the fuck is this, man? Glass is a... It's got nothing on Dollar General, mate. It's got nothing, bro! Why the fuck am I already tired? It's 6 o'clock... It's 6:21. I mean, I'll probably be uploading this a bit later, probably, but it's 6:21. I shouldn't be tired out of my head. Cocktail glasses? Shot glasses for $125. Short steam brandy glasses for glasses. $1.25. Margarita, huh? Well, we got 6 margarita glasses for free, so suck on that, motherfucker. Cactus themed margarita glass. No, we don't have that. Cooler glass. And a bunch of cool other cooler glasses. Another margarita glass. That's 9 ounces for a dollar. These are $1.25, my man. Coolers and tumbler. Beer mugs. That is a good beer mug for $1.25. Oh, that's good for fucking $1.25. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it, but it just looks funny to me. Travel mugs and water bottles. Let's go, mate. I don't really have much stuff comparing to Dollar General, really. That's a mug. That's a cup. that's another mug. That's not it. That's not even a travel mug. That's a regular coffee mug. Plastic water dispensers with spigots. For $1.25, that's not bad. That's really not bad. Fresh and hot coffee cup things for a buck. They're all a buck, I can't remember that. Bottles, mugs, graduation. This girl can. The tassel was worth the hassle. Well, yeah, because I graduated, so yeah, there was a graduation mug, just to make sure you're wondering what the fuck I mean, but. Dinnerware, party supplies, outdoor toys, cleaning supplies. Do you have anything else? Toys! Tired! Nothing. Oh, there, no, we got guitars? Miniature toy guitar, an acoustic and an electric. Wait, what the fuck? I'm a pirate flag. I gotta hang it. Right in the back of my chair. So I'm sitting on a pirate flag because I'm a pirate, boys. Gonna go for that booty, my boys. Plush toys. Lot of them. For buck. Jesus. Whole thing of sandcastle shit. Dinosaurs? Time to get... I don't know what that is. Good cast of toy cars. For buck. Jeez. One of those robotic snake things. Toy car mirror? That's just weird. Floating water toys? The fucking... Kennel Club Rope Dog Toys. Okay, I thought that was for something else. Fossil excavation kit? I want that. Give it to me now. Squishy toy. Toy swords. Those are literally lightsabers. Neon colored spring toys. That's a slinky. Toy Story 4 minifigures. Fucking $1.25. I'm assuming it's not for all of them, but if it is for all of them, that's pretty sick. I mean, it's pretty sick for just, you know, one bit. Oh my god, that is toy food for... And they're dog toys, but you know what? That's a chicken sandwich, that's a pizza, that's a donut, that's a hot dog, that's a... Ice cream sandwich, shape of a bone, that's a taco. I wonder if I look it up. Wait, there's the ducks. Oh, there's some rubber ducks. I had two chef ducks, and they just vanished one day. I wish I knew where they were. Food toys, come on, give me them food toys. Ah, sheesh, nothing. Well, let me look at, Chef Duck Toys. I want to see if I can find it again. I know this is a weird tangent I'm going on. Yes! Yes, I've found it. It's a fucking collection. Sheesh, I remember them. Bro, I can order that. I can order it for fucking $1.19 each duck. $4, $5? Bro, get me on that now. I'm gonna bring these ducks back home now. I'm bringing these duckies home, boys. But I'll bring them home later. How much is this one? $1.16, ducks only. Sheesh. Rubber duckies out of stock. Well, the other one wasn't out of stock. Party Blues are $1.19 and each one. I don't know what. I'm sorry for what you people are seeing me doing. You're not seeing me doing it, but okay, that's it for the T-Bones end today. Dollar Tree still didn't disappoint. I don't know why I said still. It didn't disappoint, despite it being having a bit less than Dollar General. I think Dollar General's just the titan of them. But I'm excited to go to another dollar store the next episode. So tune in for that, and I will see you all soon. Take care and good.